The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a new Honda and be on your way to desert treks, lakeside getaways, and mountain paths so remote you need an actual map. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda Accord and 0% APR on the 2021 HR-V or Pilot.
Start your Honda safe adventure at NorCalHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details.
Hey, Bird Gang. This is your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, the JB&B Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Check one, two, check, one, two. What's happening, folks? How we doing? This is the JB and Benny Blue Review podcast. We working now, baby. You understand me? What's happening with everybody? Hope we're all doing good. Tapping with us at JB and Benny Blue. You know what I mean? Follow us at JB and Benny Blue on Twitter as well. And of course, make sure to tap in with the goddamn merch. You understand me? Getting at the merch. You can scroll down. We got the Super Kyler. We got the Bird Gang all day, just in time for football season coming back around. It's closer than you folks think it is. You understand me? It's closer than you think it is. We need us. All the shit's combined cotton, made to order, unisex, the dad hats, all the shit's good for the casual, the workouts, all that stuff, man. And listen, you know, make sure to get at us. And of course, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about our friends over at SavageCBD.com. All right, SavageCBD.com. Make sure to use the code REVIEW. That's code REVIEW for 15% off your first order. You know what I mean? Show us love on that. Please do show us love on all of that. All right. So as you can see, it's just your boy, the great Blue Beanie. Let me figure this shit out. Let me get my fucking lights popping. You know what I mean? I got to be seen in this motherfucker. There we go. Bam. Cool. Now we got the lights cracking in this bitch. All right, so it's just me for now. JB's handling some family business. Hopefully he's going to be able to tap in with us here at some point. And we got a lot to cover, man. We really do. Coming up here, we're going to be talking some Suns and Lakers. All right, the playoff series, of course, and then we're also looking at the NBA playoffs, and then we got some whole other trending topics, all that shit good to go, so make sure it's happening with us, man. So first and foremost, let's get into it, all right? Let's get into this fucking business with the playoffs, all right? So the Suns defeat the Lakers 100-92, and the big issue was is that AD's hurt again. I don't understand exactly what's happening with him. I know it's a groin issue. It seems to be day-to-day is the report here. But, man, I mean, look at the stat line for the Suns. You got Crowder getting 17, Bridges putting up 11, Ayton had 14, and then 18 for CP3 and 17 for Booker. So that's pretty consistent contribution. You look at the plus minus. I mean, Crowder was doing work. Shit, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. I mean, look at Ayton. Ayton got, man, 15 defensive rebounds, 17 rebounds total. I mean, Ayton's, I mean, that's really been the big story of this thing, right? Like what Ayton's been doing. And then you look on the Lakers side, it's like LeBron at 25. AD goes down before the second half. And then everybody else, like Drummond put up 5. Schroeder and then the bench, you know, 12 from Gasol. Kuz came in there for 11. And, you know, it makes you wonder what's really happening with this shit, right? Like, are the Lakers really about to get bounced? That's the question. And the big thing I see is DeAndre Ayton's jump, man. That dude is putting in some serious work. He's finally kind of living up to, you know, what we were seeing and hoping for coming out so early out of Arizona. And I mean, he honestly is kind of becoming the third piece, and he's kind of bullying cats. Like you saw what he was doing to drum a little bit. And man, I got to tell you, he's looking nice and he's productive and he's, you know, he's feeling it across the board. And listen, as you know, we're on the live stream. I know it's a little awkward. We're going to get JB on hopefully at some point during this fine fucking broadcast. But get at us, man. Savage Hotline, 818-850-2804. Have your messages played. All right. Have your messages played on this show. We will answer your questions. And if you're watching us on, you know, if you watch this live on Facebook, YouTube, or on Twitter, make sure to tap in, drop in a question. We will put that up on the screen. And then, of course, you know, we will chop it up about that shit. Also, if you want to sponsor us, man, get at us. You know, jbandbennybluereview@gmail.com. We have the podcast of this as well. So, of course, you can tap in with us here on the merch. Lots of ways to listen. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, fucking banging out your baby mama's Nissan Altima, Apple Podcasts, everywhere. So you got a lot of ways to listen, man. Make sure to subscribe. We appreciate the jump that we've seen this month, particularly in the download. So that's been beautiful to see, and we appreciate it, goddammit. So again, we're just rocking a little solo, kind of unforeseen circumstances, but your boy is doing his best here. So let's take it back here to what we're looking at as far as with the series, all right? So the big question here is, can Anthony Davis stay healthy, man? Can he stay healthy? I mean, because at this point, I think it's proven that considering, I think what the Lakers kind of lost from a, you know, chemistry standpoint, right, during the season when LeBron would be hurt or AD would be hurt and it would be kind of this mix and match, I think it's a tough go for them to ultimately try to put this together in terms of their lineups and what each one of them is really going to do, especially when it comes to winning time. And we know what LeBron's capable of. That's not in question at all. So we understand what he can do. But his whole thing was, I'm going to be in LA, and then I want to give the keys to Anthony Davis and then have AD really be the star that does that. And, of course, LeBron's still going to operate at a high level, don't get me wrong. But I think that was kind of thing going into it. And now this series is fucking 2-2, and it's going back to Phoenix. And listen, man, all love and respect due to Phoenix. They are going to fucking come with it. You understand me? Phoenix is going to be fucking ready to go, son. You understand me?
And the shoulders to me.
Yeah, it's the yeah. Phoenix is gonna be ready to go. So my burning question for the series, and listen, if you have a similar feeling, you let me know. And that is, the series is tied. Is this shit gonna go 7 games, or is it gonna come out early? Because to be honest with you, man, I'm not saying that at this point without AD that the Suns are just going to roll him, because Chris Paul's having his issues with whatever is nagging with him, too. He played a pretty well-rounded game, but he's not necessarily dominating, which, you know, it is what it is. I mean, the man's making plays. But can the Suns get this done in 7? Because people forget, the Suns are the fucking 2 seed in this series. They're the 2 seed. The Lakers had to go to the play-in round just to get in this shit. And listen, they got championship character. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you got AD, LeBron. I mean, you know, Drummond's hungry. Mark Gasol knows what it takes. Kuzma won a chip. I mean, a lot of these guys are there, obviously. I'm pretty sure Harrell's still got that sour taste of nothing from garbage ass showing from the Clippers in the fucking bubble. There are guys that want this, but it's kind of one of those things where it's so hard to repeat in the NBA in any sport, nonetheless. And then also, man, is it just going to be one of those things where the injuries kind of fuck over the Lakers, even if they somehow make it past the Suns and ultimately make this bitch go seven fucking games? So there you go, man. Drop in the comments. Let me know what you're thinking if you're watching this live. Another question I have for you guys is, who's coming out of the East? I mean, it's a reasonable question. Who's coming out of the East? Because you look, you got Philly. Philly's up on Washington. Fucking Russell Westbrook, man. I hope that dude gets one or two more real cracks at the title. Because you can't be breaking Oscar Robertson's fucking, you know, triple double record and shit, and then you're getting bounced in the first round every year, going to fucking Tulum and shit, hopping on Instagram Live. We can't. Come on, we gotta get Russ on a winner. And by the way, maybe, you know, Washington can really put it together with some savvy moves. You go down to New York and Atlanta. You know, Julius Randle's been struggling. I don't know why. I'm not going to flame the dude. I mean, by all accounts, he's a hell of a player and a hell of a dude. But, it's New York's real first meaningful trip to the playoffs in a long time. And even if they lose in the first round, which, you know, maybe they go back to New York and they make it five. All right, cool, bro. Like, New York is coming back. And I like the one thing I like about the Knicks is that New York is finally taking their ego out of it. And they're following the blueprint out of Brooklyn. There's nothing wrong with figuring shit out when you see somebody else really doing shit right. Podcasting, we make content, we do reaction videos, we do shit that we see that we know works, but of course, we do it in our own fucking way. Let's be clear. All right. So, but with New York, it's like they finally have a foundation where they can get a star to sign there. And to be honest with you, I do think they need to move off of, you know, Ntilikina, aka Frankie Nicotine, aka Frankie Smokes. I think they need to move off of him. I don't really know what's going on with Kevin Knox. I don't know why they don't insert him in the lineup that much anymore. I do think there are going to be some cats. I mean, look, I know Taj Gibson is a Tibbs guy, but for fuck's sake, my man's wearing number 67 out there. I mean, you know, solid of a role player as he comes, but I feel like if the Knicks can shuffle the deck with a couple of these younger guys who are coming up on the rookie deal, they don't necessarily need to keep them. I think they can make some moves. Obviously, I mean, look, Miami got bounced. They were kind of dealing with some injury and chemistry issues. And then, you know, Brooklyn and Boston's ongoing. I do believe that Brooklyn will come out of that. And the whole debate is, can anybody stop Brooklyn's offense? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man. I really do feel in my gut, it's funny because whenever you make these fucking predictions, it's just the shit always gets derailed. I really do feel like Milwaukee can finally come out this year. I just feel like they've been cracking at it so many times that they really do have that core of Giannis, Middleton, and Drew Holiday to really put it together. And I think if their role players can continue to contribute at a good level, I do think that they can find a way to get past Brooklyn. And I only say that because obviously Brooklyn has the three future Hall of Famers. We all know that. It's crazy ass firepower that they got. But I wonder if it's kind of one of those a year early type of things, considering what they were dealing with again. Because this whole thing with the 72 game season, the shortened season, all that, a lot of these guys were having trouble staying healthy. So that's what I wonder. So my prediction, I would be curious to see what JB says. My prediction would be the fucking Milwaukee to come out and make it happen. I feel like they can really do it. So look, that's that. That's some shit with the playoffs. So again, if you're just tapping in with us for the first time, you know, make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue. Okay, tap in with us. We got the content. We always are posting full videos from the episodes, all that. Make sure to tap in with us. And of course, get at us on fucking Twitter where you can also see our live stream, which is on Facebook Live. It's on YouTube. And, of course, it's on Twitter. Papow, you can see it right there. And, of course, man, get at us at Facebook. We tend to share and do a lot of polls about some of your favorite teams, favorite players, all that shit, as you can see, pulling shit all the way down here. Bam, get at us. And, of course, man, SavageCBD.com. Use that promo code, the review, for your fucking discount and shit. 50% off your first order, and they're always running sales and shit. They got a Memorial Day one going right now, goddammit. You know what I mean? Look at this. Memorial Day, 25% off site-wide. They got some good shit. The tinctures, you know what I mean? Especially for the athletes out there, man. Come shop with Savage CBD. We appreciate the love that they show us. Some more spots coming in. Fact, we got got some funny sketches coming for our newest sponsor. You may be familiar with them. They're down. They're for the fellas. I guess the ladies too. I don't know if they make ladies products, but for the fellas there in the nether regions. So, you know, you'll see what that is. And of course you can find us, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that shit. A personal note real quick, I did not mention here at the top. Again, you can run this back as a podcast, jbandbennybluereview.com. My series, my interview series, True Blue, is finally going to be coming out. The videos start here on June the 8th. Listening to this in the current time, all the episodes are going to be available to start on audio, and then you're going to see that on my social media at Benny Blue Eyes. Each episode's going to come out. It's 8 episodes with 8 different comedians. Most of these were shot pre-COVID, and we're just talking about the comedy game, especially in LA, and getting them to talk some shit about some topics that might be a little uncomfortable for the average folks. But trust me, we're going to handle that, and it's beautiful content, man. You're going to see it on our social media. So please support that. I really appreciate the love as I'm handling this solo right now. Again, shout out to JB. Hopefully he can tap in with us at some point. But in the meantime, we're going to keep it moving. And I know you guys have been seeing it. You know we're going to talk about it. Julio, baby. Julio motherfucking Jones is on FS1 with fucking Uncle Shay Sharp. You know what I'm saying? He got that fucking the yak and the miles. And he called this dude on air. And Julio said that he was out of there. And apparently, you know, they tried to trade him around the draft. They couldn't get what he wanted. Now you got play. You know, you got different teams sniffing around. Apparently, the Rams, they're fucking pay their credit card bill, have an ass. Try to get back into it. And yeah, that's not. I don't know. I don't even know if they. I mean, what are you gonna give him, like Robert Woods and fucking a first round pick in 2027? How would that even work? I don't even understand how they could even make it happen. So. I mean, I know my guy, Maddie Staff would love that, but I don't think it's going to happen. Now it's coming out that there's talks with the Seahawks. I mean, listen, most teams worth their salt are going to inquire about Julio. All right. So, I mean, you hear about the Ravens, you do. And I think that makes sense from a fit standpoint. I don't know how that's going to look as far as a cap standpoint. But nonetheless, it does make you wonder, like, man, how would that look with Lamar? Would he get the touches? Because you got to figure if he was on the Ravens, there's going to be just a level of Julio just being open, right? Because there's been some health things with Julio, and we all know what he's capable of athletically, good route runner. I think the benefit of going to a Baltimore is that through what is going to be called up for Lamar specifically, I think that's going to open up some windows for Julio to really get his. And you got to figure his whole demand, which makes complete sense at his age, is that he wants to win, and there's not going to be any room for him in Kansas City or Tampa Bay, as crazy as that sounds. I mean, there is, but you know what I mean. Like, they would have to move heaven and earth to try to make that happen, especially with, you know, folks going to the mini camp and all that shit. So I do think Baltimore's a possibility, and of course they want to move him out of the division. But I also wonder, you know, what it would look like if he got to the fucking Packers. And I'm a fucking Lions fan, as you guys know, and that would be not good if he got to the Packers. I mean, first of all, what do they do, right? Do they give Jordan Love? Is it Jordan Love and like a first and maybe another player to make the money work. But I mean, at this point, if you know that Rodgers, if you're going to keep Rodgers, Rodgers is going to be good to very good for probably at least two more years. Now, that's health pending, right? That's health pending. But he's going to be good for that long. So by the time you get to the end of Jordan Love's rookie contract, does it make sense to maybe send him to Atlanta? You have possibly the guy, if Atlanta has evaluated him and feels as strongly as the Packers might. Does he set up the succession plan for Matt Ryan as they rebuild and he has young guys like Calvin Ridley there? Does that make sense? I mean, drop that in the comments, especially if you have a strong opinion, if you join us live. I know we're on Sunday, and I appreciate you guys rocking with us. We are going to be on Sundays here moving forward, unless we change it again. But as of right now, you know, make sure to tap on the Savage Hotline if you're going to end up watching this live. And we do always run this back as a podcast. We always appreciate the love. Because, yeah, man, Julio's doing his thing. There ain't no way around it. Oh, my God. We got to talk about it. And, of course, you know, when you produce a show, you always want to go into this shit with your partner in crime. But this fucking guy Tebow, man. Timmy fucking Tebow. My God. So look, if you've been living under a rock, Tebow is joining his boy Herb Meyer. I guess this is Clips. What are we looking at here? I guess so. Okay. I guess you're running routes or doing that whole thing. That's cool, I guess. All right. That's what's up, Tim. Here's my thing with Tim. Does he necessarily deserve a shot? It's not really my place to say, because as JB said many times on this fine podcast, This shit is a who you know league. I mean, there's no getting around that shit, right? And you know, I feel like with Tebow, Tebow can succeed if he commits to two words: special teams. I think if the plan here is to make Tebow a part of the offense, which could work, but ultimately kind of comes off as gimmicky. If it particularly doesn't work, and Lord knows we saw how that shit panned out when he played for the Jets, when he was still like more in his prime and still actively playing, I don't know what that's going to do for the locker room. Now, it's not really as ridiculous as people make it out. It's going to be Urban Meyer's first year. Trevor Lawrence, they're going to be better than last year, but you know, the expectation is that they're going to be building for the future. So I feel like if Tebow can commit to being on special teams and being a leader, now obviously if injuries happen and he's on the depth chart, I mean, pardon me, he'll have to play, right? And Tebow, all the fucking Gainesville faithful driving their asses to fucking Jacksonville. Maybe he gets in the game on offense. Who knows? But regardless, I mean, Tebow's there, and it's Urban's team, and God bless him. Now, conversely, Brandon Jacobs, former running back for the New York Giants, now says he's dead serious about making a comeback, and he wants to come back as a defensive end. He'll turn 20 or 39, pardon me, before the season. You guys probably remember Brandon Jacobs. I think he was on those teams, at least one of the teams, the 2011 team, I think, that won the title for New York. And this whole thing was he saying, well, since Tebow came back after being offered a good bit, I'm announcing that I, too, will come back. I'll play defensive end for whatever team gives me a chance. Now, he's dead serious. He says, I'm really serious about coming back as a defensive end. I can still run. I am strong. There's no way Tim Tebow is better than me. There's no way Tim Tebow is a better athlete than I am. I just need a shot. That's it. If I can't cut it, I'll take it like a man. Just give me one more chance. That's all. Brandon Jacobs, he last played in 2013, two-time Super Bowl champion, and he was taken in the 2005 draft. Now, here's the issue with Brandon Jacobs coming back. I'm not, if he wants to do it and he's doing it for good reasons, listen, God bless you, Brandon Jacobs. All right. I hope you can come back. But the difference between him and Tebow is that, number one, he's not going to a team that necessarily, wants him. I mean, Urban Meyer will take, if Tebow will throw himself in front of a moving bus, he can be number 53 on a 53 man roster, right? But as far as the Brandon Jacobs is concerned, it's a much different transition, obviously, from running back to defensive end. He is 39, and there's not going to be a lot of room for him to be like a special teams guy, right? Like, that's just not really going to be a thing for him to do that. So I think that the chances are a lot longer, obviously, for him because of the fact that he's not going into a my guy situation. It's not like Tom Coughlin's there. Or, anybody else who's really involved. I mean, ownership, yeah, but still anybody who's, going to give him a real chance on the coaching in front office. And then 239 trying to play defensive end, whereas at least, even though Tebow did not do it well, at least Tebow kind of did play tight end, right? Of course, again, I don't think Tebow has any business taking a roster spot from a legitimate tight end who is going to see the field and get the ball thrown to him. I don't think Tebow should get that shot. But I do think Tebow should get a shot to make the roster on special teams or even the practice squad. And I would say the same thing with Brandon Jacobs. I mean, I don't know what he would – I don't know how he would fit in, if anything, on special teams. But I think Brandon Jacobs should get a shot if he wants a shot. I think his odds are longer than Tebow. Tebow's younger. Tebow and I are about the same age, like 33. So that's what he's got going for him. So, yeah, to a certain respect, you might be right that he's a better athlete. But, I mean, are them bones and ligaments and muscles as intact as Tebow? Because the one thing about it is, it's like Tebow has going for him is that at least he saved himself some mileage by not playing and trying to do the whole baseball thing and that whole shit. So, you know what that is. So, finally, before we wrap up, man, I know we're jumping on here Memorial Day week. I'm going to run this back as a podcast. I saw this and I was curious to know what people thought about this. And it's the hip-hop Mount Rushmore from the 2010s. Now, context, the OG reviewers already know. Before I even started stand-up and kind of toward the very beginning of this podcast origin around 2016, I worked in hip-hop for a long time. I used to be a manager, a publicist, back when, like, the blog era was cool and kind of early SoundCloud and stuff like that. So with these guys in particular, I remember their rise. I mean, Kendrick especially, just being in L.A., but of course J. Cole, basically doing like the whole I got to get signed by Jay-Z thing, and then he finally does, and it's been really interesting to see his evolution, if you will. Now, as far as like with Drake, it's been well documented that I've never been a big Drake guy, but You gotta respect the wins and the influence, and even if you don't necessarily agree with the influence, arguably one of the biggest, if not the biggest artist, certainly in terms of popularity, and I would say it's fair to say in terms of musical influence for sure, maybe in any genre of the last decade. So now the debate is who takes that fourth spot, right? And I'd be curious to know people's thoughts. But I feel like there's four candidates for this spot. I feel like it's Rick Ross. I feel like it's Nicki Minaj. I feel like it's Big Sean. And I think even though he wasn't necessarily wall-to-wall for the decade, I do think you got to consider Nipsey. And actually, you know what? Let me take that back five, because I put this up on our Twitter at JB and Benny Blue. I think you got to throw Kanye in there as well. So I feel like it's got to be one of those five, right? Because if you look at Ross, he had all these artists underneath him. He's really kind of one-on-one. And I mean, when he was really peaking around that, like 2012 through 2015, 2016, and he was already a big artist going into the decade, I mean, he really got big. And I mean, Big Sean too. And Big Sean is another one who's like, where you wonder how his influence, because you got to remember, people forget, like around that like 2012 range, like Big Sean had like an entire flow that was like jacked by everybody else for the entire year. I know like some of the younger reviewers may kind of forget about that, even some of the older reviewers, but Big Sean was very influential on how people actually rap. Now, when you look at the Kanye's of the world, you talk about kind of like the aesthetic of how people present their music was really impactful from that era, and how he incorporated different sounds and wasn't really afraid to like bend genre and stuff like that. And then you look at the Nicki Minaj's of the world, and before you have what you have now, where it's like really popular female rappers are kind of commonplace at this point, certainly over the last probably 2 or 3 years. Nicki Minaj is really kind of the first one to kind of bring back like the female sexiness empowerment sort of vibe, whereas like, yeah, it certainly got started with Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown, and then that kind of transferred to Remy Ma. But there was a time where Remy Ma was in jail, well, prison, really. And that kind of opened up that lane for Nicki Minaj, because there have been artists like, you know, Rhapsody and Snow the Product. And there's been a bunch of like really dope female MCs, but they're more along the vein of like, they're really trying to like give you them bars, son. Whereas Nicki really kind of set the table for Cardi B's the world. I know they got their beasts or whatever, and fucking Renny Rucci and Megan Thee Stallion and Flo Milli and all these other artists who are like really, you know, popping out, City Girls, that type of shit, that are really kind of popping now. And you know, listen, man, like, I mean, you know, teach their own, whatever. I'm one of those people who, you know, you got to be very careful with influence. I mean, let's be honest. Nicki made the fake ass, fake titties, the teeth, like basically getting like a whole new body built. She made that popular. I mean, Cardi, as much as Cardi wants to try to fight her ass in public, Cardi did the exact same thing. And Cardi even took it a step further where she came up off of a reality show, right? And it was just the whole thing. Now, I mean, Megan Thee Stallion's super dope to me because she's very capable as a rapper, and she's very much in her own lane. She's just naturally her. And again, if you're a woman in entertainment or not entertainment, make your choices, do what makes you feel happy. But you do need to understand there's a fine line between doing what makes you happy and trying to put out undue influence on other people. So I always tell folks to use caution that. I mean, because again, just being in LA, like, I know I'm not big time or anything at, you know, at least where I'm at now, but trust me, your boy's on the come up. You know, I've seen a lot of shit. Let me put it that way. And I've seen behind the curtain with a lot of this stuff, especially working in rap. And I mean, they don't call it clout chasing for a reason. And, you know, people out here capping and shit like that. So, but I'm curious to know, man. We'll put this up on our social media when we drop this episode as a podcast. We'll probably run this as a poll, actually. I'm going to write that down. We need to run this as a poll for the Mount Rushmore, and we got to figure out, man, who do you guys think? Do you think it's Nicki? Do you think it's Big Sean? Do you think it's Rick Ross? Do you think it's Nipsey Hussle? Do you think it's Kanye? I'd be curious to know people's thoughts on that, man. So look, that's it. I'm not gonna hold you guys. I know we've had some people hopping in and out of this stream, and that's cool because I know, listen, people are getting lit. And you know, we just appreciate you guys. So make sure to tap in with us, man. JBandBennyBlueReview.com. You can definitely cop some merch if you like. We would surely appreciate it. This is episode 181. If you want to find us in the archives, again, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, so you never miss an episode. And listen, man, make sure to like our Facebook page. That's a great way to keep up with what we got going on. Well, you know, we're dropping new content, reaction videos, all that type of shit. We got more coming for you as well. And we were off for a little hiatus. I handle some family stuff, so we appreciate you guys staying loyal with us. You know, tapping with us on Facebook, of course. We always put the full video. Sometimes we even hop on IG Live. And, of course, JB's posting his patented workout videos and all this stuff. I know it's been a little bit different vibe just having your boy. It was kind of a last-minute thing, and we already put it out there for the folks. So just handling business for you guys, man. So, you know, we appreciate it. You know, again, make sure to tap in with us. All right. Get at us. everything. If you want to sponsor us, if you want to sponsor us, jbandbendyblereview@gmail.com. All right. And of course, tap in with our proud sponsor, savagecbd.com. Use the code review for 50% off your first order and free shipping. They got deals all the time. Going, of course, if you ever want to tap in with us, you can leave us a message on the Savage Hotline, 818-850-2804. Who, Mike Jones? That's 818-850-2804. And that's it, folks. Got a short one here because it's just me. And we appreciate everybody tapping in. And until next time, this has been the JB and Benny Blue Review Podcast. We'll see you with both the Savage Duo, I promise. I know. We appreciate you rocking with us. You just hear my voice. You're like, man, is this True Blue? It's like, no, man. I'm just holding it down. You know, doing my job, doing what I got to do. So I appreciate everybody tapping in with us. Until next time, we are out. Peace. Reviewers, what's good? It's your man, Benny Blue. And damn it, we've been locked up in this quarantine for months. So wouldn't it be about time to get a new shirt or hoodie or any piece of merch just in time for football season? Well, you can at our friends at TrendsCollab.com. TrendsCollab.com is the official maker of all things JB and Benny Blue Review merch. You can get a t-shirt, hoodie, hat, mug, urinal cake, whatever your heart desires, plus a bunch of other dope theme shirts like the Damn Gina Classic and other shirts that you can get made to order. And if you're an influencer, you can touch base with them to get your own custom merch. That's right, Trends Collab does it all. Guess what? Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Just use the promo code free shipping at checkout. Check out our friends, TrendsCollab.com, and follow them at Trends Collab. TrendsCollab.com, the official merch provider for the JB and Benny Blue Review Podcast.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a new Honda and be on your way to desert treks, lakeside getaways, and mountain paths so remote you need an actual map. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda Accord and 0% APR on the 2021 HR-V or Pilot.
Start your Honda safe adventure at NorCalHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details.
Mondays. Just became Mondays. Mondays just got more exciting. Powerball now draws 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.